new estimate predicts that nearly 450 colleges could close over the next decade. Smaller private schools and those in rural areas are most at risk of closure, something that's hit Vermont hard already. 9 private colleges in the Green Mountain State have closed in the past decade. The most recent, Sterling College, will graduate its final class this May. In collaboration with the Hechinger Report, Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors visited the Craftsbury campus as it winds down.
It was sheep birthing season last month at Sterling College, and during a mid-March visit, the tiny liberal arts school, which has a farm run by students, had already welcomed 15 lambs. Sterling student Lillianne Keeley popped down to the barn after lunch. She found that a sheep named Baklava had given birth half an hour earlier.
Big white girl, 14.6 pounds. That's pretty good. That's our biggest lamb so far this year. So, no
name yet for this new?
No name yet. I'm considering maybe like Gouda or Provolone, but I got to think on it.
Keeley has learned a lot about sheep during her 3 years at Sterling. The college, which offers only an environmental studies degree, prioritizes getting students in the field, literally. They grow food, use farm equipment, and care for animals. Keeley says she chose Sterling because she wanted to study farming and be part of a small community. And while she and her classmates had wondered about the school's future, Keeley was never too worried.
I think I've always just been in this la-la mindset that maybe I'll graduate before it closes.
Keeley will graduate this spring, though she's packed her schedule to make that work. That's not an option for first-year students like Jack Beetson. The 18-year-old only applied to Sterling College. He says he had no interest in bigger, more traditional schools.
I just sort of get freaked out in like a big space like that.
In November, the Board of Trustees decided that due to declining enrollment and persistent financial challenges, Sterling would close. The school, which has always been small by design, has a maximum capacity of 125 students. This year, there were fewer than 50. Beetson says at first, he was really upset about the closure, but his attitude has changed.
And I've sort of started to just think, oh man, this is awesome. I'm so glad I got to spend at least a year here.
Not all colleges offer the runway that Sterling did, allowing students to come back for a final semester. Sterling College President Scott Thomas says it was a tough decision to close. They weren't totally out of money, but he says it was the right thing to do.
The responsible path is to recognize that there is a horizon, and you're going to address that horizon responsibly, and you're going to address that horizon in a way that speaks to the best of your legacy and is accountable to, first and foremost, your students.
The demographic and financial challenges that shuttered Sterling aren't unique. There are fewer kids graduating high school, and of those who do, fewer are going to college. That's putting schools across the country at risk. A new estimate from Huron Consulting Group predicts that 442 schools are at risk of closure or merging in the next decade. That could affect more than 500,000 students, says Peter Stokes, the managing director at Huron. Stokes says those closures are disruptive for students.
There have been some studies that suggest that when an institution closes, only about half of the students disrupted actually continue on to another institution. And of those, only about a half finish their degree.
At Sterling College, most of the remaining students will graduate this spring. The school has also made teach-out agreements with several institutions. Students like first-year Jack Beetson are preparing for their final weeks on campus. Beetson says he's planning to go to Paul Smith's College in the Adirondacks next spring. But he says his year at Sterling will stick with him.
It's like I haven't really experienced a community like this before in my life. And I'm going to be searching for this for the rest of my life, I think.
Beetson says Sterling made him feel like people depended on him. And he says that's a feeling that's especially important to young people these days. Liam Elder Connors, Vermont Public, Craftsbury.